The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 25th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Oh my Lord Nisinga, in this way, just being engaged in your transcendental loving service, I shall be able to associate with devotees who are liberated souls, hungsas, and thus being completely uncontaminated by the association of three modes of material nature, it will be possible for me to chant the glories of your Lordship, who is so dear to me. I shall chant your glories fully. I shall chant your glories fully following the footprints of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, it will be possible, without any doubt, that I shall cross over the ocean of nations.
Suham priyasatsurita paradevataya Leela pathastava nisinga virinta gita Andastitarmi anadunan gunavitra mukta Dudganite padduga layahamsa sangha. So, in this verse, two words are very important. One is Virincha Gita. Virincha means Lord Brahma. And the followers, just like we, Gaudiya Sampradaya, means we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya begins from Lord Brahma. There are similar other Sampradaya, just like Rudra Sampradaya, then Kumara Sampradaya, and there is Lakshmi Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya. So there are four Sampradayas. Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, and Lakshmi Sampradaya. And if we do not take either of these Sampradaya in this disciplic succession, then our attempt to advance in spiritual life will fail you. Sampradaya vihinadi mantrasti vipalamata. You cannot manufacture your own prayers unless you follow the footprints of Mahajan. They are Mahajan, the Brahma Mahajan, Lord Shiva Mahajan, Kumara Mahajan, Lakshmi Devi is a potency, spiritual potency of Lord Vishnu. Lakshmi Narayan's potency. She is always engaged in massaging the lotus feet of Narayan. You have seen the picture. Sri Sampradaya. Sri. She is known as Sri. Sri means opulence, fortune, beauty. So she is the reservoir of all these things. So she has got. It is called Sri Sampradaya, the Ramanu Sampradaya. They are called Sri Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayana. Everyone worships the Lord and His potency, spiritual potency. Just like we worship Radha Krishna. Similarly, the Ramanu Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayana. Or Sitaram. So, we should follow the sampradaya. Sampradaya bhijanadi mantra to vipalava. Sir, here Prahlad Maharaj said that Prahlad Maharaj is also Mahajan because he follows Mahajan. He said, during the Gita, I will enjoy, I shall relish Prabhu Leela Katha, your pastime, the narration of your pastime. But it is not that narration as it is written by some mundane dramatic drama writer or novel writer. No, not that. That is English. You should not touch. If some ordinary person has written something about Krishna's Leela, you should not touch it. It must be in the sampradaya. Must be authorized person. Otherwise it is useless. You should not touch. Therefore he specially mentioned Leela Katha Astrava Nishinda Virincha Gita, which is given by Mahajans like Brahma. Just like we offer prayer from Brahma Sangha. We cannot offer prayer from any other person written by any other nonsense. No. That is not possible. Virincha Gita. There is power. If you recite the prayers composed by Mahayana, it has got spiritual power. It's like in your country, Mr. Max Muller, he is very famous as translator of Vedas. But many scholars, they have read the translation of Max Muller, but nobody could understand what is the purpose of Veda. Because he is not in the light. Useless. Similarly, that French professor, he has mentioned specially in comparison to my writing, he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radha Krishna. Yes, that is right. What Dr. Radha Krishna Aurobindo knows about Krishna consciousness? Because they are not in the line. They simply try to exhibit their erudite scholarship. So that is easy. Nāvātmā pravacanena labhā, na mevhaya, na bahunā sutena. This is the injunction given in the Vedas. Ayamātmā, self-realization, God-realization. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhā, one who has no spiritual strength, he cannot understand. It is not possible. Nāyamātmā balahīna na medhaya. If you have got very good fertile brain for manufacturing contacting ideas, that doesn't mean you will be able to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhā na medhaya na bahunā sutena. Only one who is favored by Krishna and his, I will say, confidence as devotee, what is it? One cannot understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is given warning that I shall recite the narration of your pastime, which is composed by Brahma. Virinchi. Virinchi means Shiva Virinchi Nuta. That is the secret of success. You cannot compose by whimsical way. No, that will not be possible. Therefore, the next word is very important. When he says, Padujugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Padujugalaya Hamsa Sangha. This is possible when we associate Sangha. Sangha means association. Whose association? Padujugalaya Hamsa. One he, because Krishna's feet is compared as lotus, lotus feet we say. So when there is lotus, there is hamsa, swan. How swan? You'll find that is the difference between the crows and the swan. Crows gather in a place, filthy place, where all rotten things are kept. The crows come here. Where all rotten things are there, all the crows will come. But when there is lotus, the crows will not go there. They hunt for swan. They will go there. Even in the bird society, there are classes. Crow society, swan society, pigeon society, sparrow society, everyone has got society. But one society is different from another society. Similarly, where there is Krishna Katha, the crows like man will not come. Where there is cinema, where there is prostitute dance, where there is drinking, the crows like men will gather. Tadvayasa tirtham. Tadvayasa, vayasa means crow. So, natad vachas chitra padam harer jasa prajanita karhiti tadvayasa tirtham. Any literature, very nicely written, just like Shakespeare writing or some other big, big mundane writers, they're writing. It is very nicely written, grammatically very correct, and metaphorically very nicely meant. Natadabhatras Chitrapadam. Chitrapadam is very artistically written. There are literatures very artistical. Natadabhatras Chitrapadam Harerejasa Prajanita Nakarhiti. But there is no glorification of the Lord. Simply literary presentation. Such kind of literature is described tad vayasa tirtham. This kind of literature is preferred by the class of men who are like crows. Crows. But the Vedic literature which is sung by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, a devotee, even that is broken language presented, tad ginanti sinanti sadhava. They will accept it by saintly person. They will sing it and they will accept. That is the secret of success. If your literature is exactly following the Mahajana Nirasanana, then it will be like my highly advanced saintly person. And if it is a presentation of mundane literary career, therefore that gentleman has rejected him, Aurobindo, and after others he has rejected. They are usually other commentation on Bhagavad Gita. But he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Adar Krishna. Dr. Radhakrishna is well known as a big philosopher, and Aurobindo He is also known as great speculator. What is it? Yes, the supervision. Because it is biography. What is you? Jugglery of words. It has no fact. All imaginary. All imaginary. So they are going on. Therefore one must be warned, as Prahlad Maharaj said. This is Mahajaraja. Prahlad Maharaj must hear, as he is saying, he must accept. We should not indulge in speculation in of literary career, which is never touched by the Mahārāja. So, he thinks that one must be, the literature must be within the Gita. Why you are giving so much stress on Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because it is spoken by Krishna. Similarly, anything written by Krishna's pure devotee, that is important. Otherwise, it's not important. It is not important. So, hum priyasya suhila. We should be engaged, always. Reading book is very good. But it must be written by authorities, then it is good. Now, otherwise, if you read 24 hours the newspaper or ordinary book, that kind of reading is simply a waste of time. But if you read authorized literature, then that what will happen then? Then, andasa astitarni anubhinam gunavipra mukta. Very easy. Simply by reading such book, we shall be free from material entanglement. Simply. Because just like Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan Krishna, they are identical. There is no difference. Don't think when I am reading Bhagavad Gita, not with purpose, then I am bereft. But to associate to with the desire that I shall be able to associate with devotee and Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. There is no difference. Advaigat means without any difference. Vadanti tat tattam idas tattam jadgyanam advaigam. Advaigam. If you are a devotee, qualified devotee, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you must know Krishna is there. If you are a pure devotee, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there on your tongue, dance. Don't think otherwise. Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna. Nama. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna without any offense, same kinds of offenses, you know that. By avoiding offense, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you must know that Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha purna suddha nitya mutta avinda tyad nama namina. Similarly, when we read literature, Lila katha, just like we are reading now, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Lila katha of Krishna and his devotee, Prahlad. This is Lila, exchange of dealing between devotee and the Lord. The whole Bhagavat, it is called Bhagavat. Why? The only subject matter is Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhagavan is the Lord and Bhakta is devotee. It does not. You won't find any newspaper writer So there was earthquake in London and this and that. You don't find positive. It is not like that. So the Maya Sati comes. Not for the enjoyment of the crows like man. It must be swan. Hamsa. Hamsa, why? Hamsa is taken from Hamsa. Hamsa has the capacity, Hamsa means swan. He has got capacity. If you give to the Hamsa milk mixed with water, the Hamsa has got the capacity, it will drink the milk and reject you. Therefore, Hamsa. Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa means, although they are in the material world, they have kicked out the material thing, but he has taken Krishna. That's all. Krishna is there, everywhere is Krishna. Isavasaminam sadbam. Even in this material world, there is Krishna. But the Hamsa can take it. Not the crows. The crows cannot. Therefore, difference between the crows and Hamsa. So, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are being trained up to become Hamsa, or they are Hamsa. They don't care for anything material thing. They are concerned with Krishna. Therefore, Param. Krishna is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma-bhuta. But the devotees can take Krishna from anywhere. How it can be taken? What is the process? The process is devotional service. If you are engaged in devotional service, in anywhere you are in Krishna. Iha dasya harer dasse karmana manasa vacha nikhileshu api avasthatu jivanamukta sahuttati. If one has got sincere desire to serve Krishna, in any position, in any body, in any circumstance, he is jivanamukta, that is paramount. Jivanmukta means always living in this body, is Paramahamsa. He has nothing to do with this body. He has everything to do with Krishna. So we have to take shelter of such person. That's why it is said, Patajudalaya Hamsa Sangha. The devotee who is always living under the protection, shelter, of Krishna's lotus feet, like Hamsa. Hamsa will find danger when there is a lotus. They go down within the water and entangle with the stains from the lotus flower. There is a prayer by Mukunda Mala Sutra. Haddaiva. Me, Manasa Hamsa, like that, and that's now I forget. So, our mind should be trained up like Hamsa, who entangles himself with the stain of lotus flower. So, we have to take shelter of this Hamsa for the Jugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Unless we associate with such Hamsa, who has nothing to do with this material world, who has taken the cream of the material Krishna, such Hamsa, if we become his servant, Gopi Vartu Padakamala, oh dasa, 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 anu dasa, then it will be accepted. Padajugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Then it will go. If he associates with Hamsa, pure devotee, then our life will be successful. Andasa Sitami. Very easily we shall cross over the ocean of Nisaya There is another verse like that. Bhavam buddhi vasta padam parana padam. Padam-aja-padam-aja vibhudanaratika. Samasitaji padapallavam plavam. The same thing, differently expressed. Samasitaji padapallavam plavam. Mahat-padam-apundaja-so-murari. Bhavamudhi vasta padam parama padam. Bhavamudhi is this great ocean of desire in which we are now fallen and very much struggling for existence, exactly just like if you are thrown in the ocean. You may be a very good swimmer, but the condition is very dangerous. You'll have to struggle. You cannot say, hey, I am a good swimmer, I shall be very easily able to cross over the ocean. That's not possible. But if you take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, samasitaji padapallavam plavam, anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, what is that lotus feet? Mahatpadam. It is the shelter of the whole material creation. Mahatattva, the total material energy, that is called Mahatattva. From Mahatattva the whole cosmic manifestation has come. Therefore, lotus feet of Krishna means that there is also Mahatattva, many Mahatattva. Samasitaji padapallavam samam, mahat padam, pullajasu murari. Of Murari, Krishna's another name is Murari. Pullajasu, always, pavitram paramam. Then, this bhavambudhi vatsapadam, the great ocean of this has become a small spot of water as it is made by the hook spring of the cow, cups, vatsapa. So, Prahlad Maharaj in the previous verse, he described what is the position of this material world. Jasmat-priya-priya-yoga-viyoga. Simply lamentation. Sometimes we are so called happy by getting the desire of things, and mostly we are unhappy associating the undesired things. So in order to save ourselves from this opposing element, the best thing is suggested, so hum priyasya suhita paradevataya lilapam. Let us be engaged always chanting the or reading the pastime of the Lord. Lilapam. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is full of lilapam, the pastime of Lord Krishna. So that is the only way to get out of the miserable condition of the material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tiragapi sunitena, sarorapi sahishnana, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya, this is lila-katha. Lila-katha kirtani. See, when you read or hear or chant about the pastimes of the Lord, that is also kirtan. And if you chant Hare Krishna mantra with instrument, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So we must engage kirtaniya sadahari. Either we should chant Hare Krishna mantra or we should read our book. This is what. Then we will be saved from mind. Otherwise, at any time, we will be victimized. Thank you very much.